This is Melissa Bartell, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub.
It's day 15 of the Dog Days of Podcasting, and this story is called Jellyfish. It's a Basil and Zoe story, a very early one. It's not like I'm ever going to need this kind of math later in life anyway, I grumbled at my mother as she led me through the different biology labs of the ship. I'm going to be on stage. I know you have your heart set on an arts career, Zoe, but that doesn't mean you should skimp on your education. I have a 4.0 GPA. I'm in all advanced placement classes. I've been accepted to 3 Ivy League schools, 2 conservatories, and the Space Fleet Academy, where you will never even consider attending, my mother's tone was wry. Where I wouldn't attend if you paid me, I corrected. Say that a little louder, kiddo. I don't think the captain heard you. She turned into a door marked Aquatics. Here we are. We walked through 3 more labs, pausing in one that was lined with tanks and lit with only dim blue light. There were benches down the center of the room. Sit. Here? Yep. Why? Because this is the jellyfish lab, and jellyfish are calming, and you, my sweet daughter, need some calm in your life. So sit here, get a grip, come home in half an hour, and try the math homework again. Half an hour? I whined. Complain again, and I'll lock you out for an hour. See you in 29 and a half minutes, Mom. Smart choice. And she left, heading out the way we came in. And I, well, the jellyfish were kind of entrancing. So much so that when someone else came in the room and spoke to me, I jumped. Pardon me, a smooth voice said. I did not mean to disturb you. You're not bothering me, I began as I looked up into a face I'd never seen before. But I was thunderstruck because the features I saw above the collar bearing pins of a lieutenant commander were pale silver, like moonlight. Belatedly, I added, Sir, may I ask why you are in the aquatics laboratory at this hour? Traditionally, students are restricted to the civilian decks after school hours. My mother is giving me an object lesson in relaxation. I'm afraid I do not understand. I was freaking out over a math assignment, and she brought me here to stare at the jellyfish for half an hour because fish are calming. Ah. My mother is Dr. Harris. Lieutenant Harris. I'm Zoe. You may call me Basil. You're a synthetic life form? I am. And you're an officer? That is also correct. If you stay with me, will that count as lifting the restriction on being here? It would, yes. Then, Basil, would you like to watch the jellyfish with me for 20 minutes? Thank you, Zoe. I accept your invitation. He joined me on the bench and we were quiet for several minutes, but then he broke the silence. Were you aware that the term jellyfish is not accurate? I'm not sure what you mean. These creatures are neither jelly nor technically fish. Rather, they have varieties of the phylum Cnidaria, which includes the true jellies, but even those are not fish. In fact, the word jellyfish actually proves this. I was understandably skeptical. The word jellyfish proves that a jellyfish isn't a fish? Yes. You see, in scientific nomenclature, we compound names to imply an inaccurate description. Consider the name starfish for sea stars or seahorse for the creatures that are obviously not equine. Huh. Never really thought about it. Interesting. I'm glad you found it so. He gave me what I perceived to be a considering look. Does your mother allow you to spend time on Deck Zero? Deck Zero was the domed recreation and observation space at the top of the ship. It wasn't a deck, hence its name, and it included a formal officer's mess as well as common space. I'm 17. As long as she knows where I am and I maintain my grades and meet curfew, she doesn't care where I go. I mean, we live on a spaceship. Then, if you would care to adjourn to the Deck Zero Lounge, I believe I can assist you with your troublesome math assignment. You mean you don't agree that staring at jellyfish to reset my mood will magically fix the problem? I teased. I am certain a calmer mood will help, he hedged, but it will not impart understanding where there is none. I'd need to get my tablet, I said, but if you truly don't mind, I could use the help. I will accompany you, he, Basil, replied. I would like to ensure that your mother does not object. Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Although, it would have been nice to let her think her jellyfish plan worked. Basil looked at the tank in front of us, and then at me again. In a way, he said. You could say that it did. So you may consider this the Basil and Zoe origin story you never got to hear before.
Opening and closing music is a mix of Chris Zabriskie's The Oceans Continue to Rise from the Free Music Archive and a clip of whales singing off the coast of French Polynesia provided by Kivoy to freesound.com. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartel and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International License. For detailed show notes, including my contact information, please visit my website at bathtubmermaid.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.